campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Headphones right in and put them right in there. Just make them in.
I am an advocate, a very strong advocate of following very strictly the law, the Constitution of the United States.
From the corner of Ventura Boulevard and Sepulveda Boulevard, one of the busiest intersections in Los Angeles, where today we're having a live sign waving by Ron Paul supporters. They were just getting started. People are just starting to gather here. And it's a beautiful day, although extremely windy, uncharacteristically windy. So we're battling the elements a little bit here. Holding a sign is quite a challenge, but our dedicated supporters are now on all positions, on all four corners of the intersection, waving Ron Paul signs. And well, let's go ahead, and while we continue to get set up, because right now I'm talking to you via cellular telephone, and we're trying to get our wireless laptop connection set up for you. While we work on that, let's go ahead and listen to some words from Ron Paul that he gave. Seth, if you can hear me, I hope you can. This is the clip that I sent you via Skype. This is Ron Paul speaking to Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Board Chairman. And then we're going to listen to that, and then we'll talk about that a little bit. So let's go ahead and roll that.
Larger places, Mr. Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to follow up on the discussion about moral hazard. I think we have a very narrow understanding about what moral hazard really is, because I think moral hazard begins at the very moment that we create artificially low interest rates, which we constantly do. And this is the reason people make mistakes. It isn't because human nature causes us to make all these mistakes, but there's a normal reaction when interest rates are low that there will be overinvestment and malinvestment, excessive debt, and then there are consequences from this. My question is going to be around the subject of how can it ever be morally justifiable to deliberately depreciate the value of our currency? And that is what we do constantly. I mean, we're in the midst of a crisis today, and the efforts have been directed toward propping up financial markets and Wall Street. First, the crisis is noticed. There's a panic. We dump in tens of billions of dollars into reserves, and that reassures the market. Wall Street feels a little bit better, and still not enough. Then we take a discount window, we lower the rates, and we don't look at our problem from where what caused it. What we say is, let's make it a door, let's open it up and lower the rates. And again, Wall Street says, oh, this is wonderful. Do the poor people like this, and do they respond? And is this going to help them get houses when some of them couldn't even afford a house because even with the low interest rates that were available, because the costs are going up and cost goes up because the dollar goes down. Then even this week, what did we do? Our Federal Reserve lowers the interest rates by 50 points, and did the poor people and the middle class people say, boy, this is wonderful, my cost of living is going to go down, I'm going to get a job? No, Wall Street goes up 350 points. So it looks like everything is directed toward a bailout. Whether it's done deliberately or not, the American people see this as a deliberate bailout of the financial markets. The poor people are losing their houses. There's every sincere effort made to try to correct this, but it's inevitable that it's not going to work because the monetary system is such that there's so much misinformation. We talk about market discipline. You indicate, Mr. Chairman, that we should have market and didn't have enough market discipline. But there's no possibility to have market discipline when all the information is erroneous. Today, with this concept and during this testimony, we see oil prices soaring over $82 a barrel. We see wheat and corn soaring. We see other commodity prices soaring. Gold, $730, $740 an ounce. There's a great deal of concern out there. This is all reflecting the fact that the dollar is going down in value. And if we don't deal with that, we can't solve the problem. And we look at this and think, well, we've created all these problems because we've had this malinvestment, all this credit going into the system, and we have all this correction that needs to come about, and we think we're going to solve the problem of inflation with more inflation. But really the bottom line is, what moral justification do we have to deliberately devalue the currency and the dollars that people save? This pushes the cost of living up for the people who don't even have a chance to buy a house. So there's a moral consequence of the system that we have today. And I can't see how we can avoid this moral obligation we have. The responsibility of the Congress should be to maintain the value of the currency, not deliberately tax the people by creating new money and passing on the high cost of living to the people who can least afford it. Wall Street never suffers from that, and we know of all these things out in the open that the Federal Reserve does, but we don't know the details of what the Working Group on Financial Markets do to prop up markets, because I'm sure they're very busy and have been very busy in these last several months. But is there any moral justification for deliberately devaluing the currency?
Thank you, Congressman. The value of the currency can also be expressed in terms of what it can buy in domestic goods, that is, the domestic inflation rate. That is part of the Federal Reserve's mandate, which is to maintain price stability, which, to my mind, means the value of the dollar. The inflation rate is something we paid close attention to. We continue to pay close attention to, but over the last year, it's been a little over 2%. We will continue to pay very close attention to the inflation rate. It's an important part of our mandate, and I agree with you that an economy cannot grow in a healthy, stable way when inflation is out of control, and we will certainly make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, we have another classic conversation the day after, I think that was actually the day that the U.S. dollar fell more than a percentage point after several other days of falling nearly a full percentage point. Large moves downward in the U.S. currency, and essentially Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke refused to answer Congressman Paul's question. The question of what moral authority do you have to devalue the nation's currency and create the kind of inflation and steal from people via inflation. Now, they keep telling us it's a 2% rate of inflation. First of all, the price of housing is at an all-time high. Okay, that's pretty basic. You need some place to live, don't you? Well, the price of it keeps going up. Whether you're buying or renting, you're paying more and more and more and more and more for a place to live. So, let's see. Are we going? We're live right now. Okay. So, BBS used to be able to receive the signal now that we're sending from the laptop, so we can switch off the microphone. So I'll be talking via both the microphone and the cellular right now, and you can go either way, whichever if you can connect to the laptop wireless signal right now. So, as I was saying, the cost of basically living is going up. First of all, you need a place to live. What's the price of that? It's going up. Well, it's going to crash now that it's been overinflated and to a price that is no longer sustainable. That is going to start to come down. But what do we have? We have corn, as Dr. Paul mentioned, corn and wheat, the most basic elements of what you need, for the food supply, at all time highs. We have oil, crude oil, at all time highs. What do you have in terms of precious metals? Nearly 30-year highs on gold. So to say that there's no inflation or that inflation is 2% is clearly a simple, bald-faced lie. Simply refuse to answer his questions, as both of them, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan have consistently done over the years, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. We are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar collapse and the need for a return to constitutionally deemed currency, which is hard money, which is precious metals. So we're either going to get back to that, or we're going to sink financially as a nation. Okay, we're in a period right now where unavoidably there's going to be pain. We've been sent a simple, bald-faced lie. Simply refuse to answer his questions, as both of them, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan have consistently done over the years, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. We are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar collapse and the need for a return to constitutionally deemed currency, which is hard money, which is precious metals. So we're either going to get back to that, or we're going to sink financially as a nation. Okay, we're in a period right now where unavoidably there's going to be pain. We've been sent a simple, bald-faced lie. Simply refuse to answer his questions, as both of them, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan have consistently done over the years, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. We are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar collapse and the need for a return to constitutionally deemed currency, which is hard money, which is precious metals. So we're either going to get back to that, or we're going to sink financially as a nation. Okay, we're in a period right now where unavoidably there's going to be pain. We've been sent a simple, bald-faced lie. Simply refuse to answer his questions, as both of them, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan have consistently done over the years, what are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. we are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar collapse and the constitutional, the need for a return to constitutionally deemed currency, which is hard money, which is precious metals. So we're either going to get back to that, or we're going to sink financially as a nation. Okay, we're in a period right now where unavoidably there's going to be pain. We've been setting a simple, bald-faced lie. Simply refuse to answer his questions, as both of them, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan, have consistently done over the years. What are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. We are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar collapse and the constitutional, the need for a return to constitutionally deemed currency, which is hard money, which is precious metals. So we're either going to get back to that, or we're going to sink financially as a nation. Okay, we're in a period right now where unavoidably there's going to be pain. We've been setting a simple false lie. Simply refuse to answer, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan have consistently done over the years. What are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. We are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar collapse and the constitutional, the need for a return to constitutionally deemed currency, which is hard money, which is precious metals. So we're either going to get back to that, or we're going to sink financially as a nation. Okay, we're in a period right now where unavoidably there's going to be pain. We've been setting a simple false lie. Simply refuse to answer, both Bernanke and Fed Chairman Greenspan have consistently done over the years. What are you going to do? You know, we're going to have to get on the phone, people. We are going to have to man our email accounts. We are going to have to bang on the door of the media so that they will get Dr. Ron Paul on their shows, on their financial reports, to engage in the question of the fiat dollar
collapse. Hi, Stephen Vincent, back with you. Perhaps a few technical problems with our wireless laptop connection. I'm back with you. Discussing the Ron Paul's visit to Michigan, and I believe that tomorrow he will be in Detroit, and there's going to be a large rally for Dr. Paul in Detroit tomorrow. I don't have the details on that, however, I can tell you that their campaign will be live video casting the event via a website called Hello World. So if you go to Ron Paul 2008.com and look on the website, you will see a link to this live video cast of the rally for Ron Paul tomorrow in Detroit, and it will be broadcast by a service called Hello World. I know that Bill Dumas, the campaign videographer, has worked that up, and this should be very interesting. By the way, I'll mention that we will actually have Bill Dumas as our guest on Monday. He is the granddaddy of the Ron Paul meetups. It was his idea to start the meetups, and once he did, it took off like a wildfire, as it continues to do so. I believe we're now approaching 50,000 members, And that was his idea. If you look at the meetups and you go to ronpaul.meetup.com/one, you'll find that's the Pasadena meetup led by Bill Dumas. So we will have Bill Dumas on Monday. Also, at some point next week, we will also have as our guest campaign representative, campaign representatives from the Ron Paul campaign, specifically Kent Snyder, the chairman of the Ron Paul campaign. Which date, we're not sure yet, but we're sure to have him on at some point next week. Now, I want to report to you on the Palmetto Family Straw Poll in Columbia, South Carolina. Dr. Paul did come in second place, just barely behind Huckabee. Out of 539 votes cast, Mike Huckabee got 206 votes to Ron Paul's 179, so fairly close, second place for Dr. Paul. Huckabee did appear in person, whereas Dr. Paul appeared via a web link, a video link to the conference. So that is the Palmetto Straw Poll in South Carolina, a significant victory, I would say, to come in second in that important event. And let's see, what else do I have for you here today? Oh, yes, I wanted to announce an important endorsement of Ron Paul. Michael Anthony Perucca, who was the Constitution Party 2004 presidential candidate, has endorsed Ron Paul for president. This is Michael Anthony Perucca, the presidential candidate of the Constitution Party in 2004, and also co-founder with his brother Steve of the Institute on the Constitution, and co-host with John Lofton of the American View radio show, has endorsed Ron Paul for president. Okay, thanks for coming down. All right, please don't be a stranger. Keep coming back, okay? Okay, bye-bye. Good. One of our supporters is departing, and we're just continuing with our event here. We've got supporters on each corner of the busy intersection waving signs. And so, let's see, where was I? It's endorsement of Ron Paul by Michael Anthony Perucca. So, this is important. You know, the Constitution Party certainly could have chosen to fracture support for Ron Paul. Instead, they have decided to get on the bandwagon, the freedom train, and support Dr. Paul. An important event yesterday. Now, I've talked about the dollar collapse a number of times in the last few days, and Saudi Arabia apparently has stopped pegging their currency to the dollar, which means that they did not, as usual, lower their interest rate in relationship to the dollar, along with the lowering of the interest rate by the Fed a couple of days ago. So normally they would do that. That's called pegging their rate to the dollar. They did not. They are delinking their currency from the dollar, which has created a situation where there's an interest rate differential. So this decreases the demand for the dollar. So we have a situation of decreasing demand where dollars are increasingly being less used for trading in oil. And that's a decrease in demand at the same time that the supply of the dollar is increasing by lowering interest rates. Very dangerous situation for the U.S. dollar financially. So that is what's going on with that regard. So the weather is pretty rough here. We're getting a little bit of rain, and the wind is very strong. So we are struggling through this a little bit. It's some additional news I wanted to tell you about. There's a bill in Congress called the Restoration of Habeas Corpus Act. So habeas corpus, for those of you who don't know, is the right to due process. The right to due process, which means that the government cannot just arbitrarily scoop you up off the street, put you in prison, put you on trial, and have their way with you. They have to have due process. They have to charge you with a crime. They have to have a formal process for processing you, for trying you, for a jury of your peers. You have rights. And with the Bush administration's unconstitutional declarations basically declaring themselves to have the power to override this constitutional right via acts like the Military Commissions Act, which basically says that the president can declare anyone they deem to be a enemy combatant to be an enemy combatant, anyone, just saying so, and therefore suspend your constitutional right of habeas corpus. So therefore, it is apparently necessary to have a Restoration of Habeas Corpus Act in recognition that we no longer have that right. And this is being sponsored by a number of senators, and I would suspect that it has the support of Congressman Ron Paul. Very interesting news. In addition, there was a part of the statement from Ron Paul's campaign website, which I'd like to read for you now. It says this: "Dear friend, our American way of life is under attack. It is up to us to save it. The world's elites are busy forming a North American Union. If they succeed, as they were, in forming the European Union, the good old USA will only be a memory. We cannot let that happen. The UN wants to confiscate our firearms and impose a global tax. The UN elites want to control the oceans with the Law of the Sea Treaty. They want to use our military to police the world. Our right to own and use property is fading because bureaucrats and special interests are abusing eminent domain. Our right to educate our children as we choose is under assault. No child left behind is seeing to that. And our right to say no to forced mental screening of our school-aged children is nearly gone. The elites gave us a national ID card. They also gave us the most misnamed of legislation in history, the Patriot Act. And these same people are pushing to give amnesty to illegal immigrants and erase our national borders. Record government debt is putting a burden on our children and grandchildren that is shameful. Yes, our American way of life is under attack, and it's understandable that many are concerned, even discouraged, about the kind of country our children and grandchildren will inherit. But we must never let discouragement become surrender. One reason I am not discouraged is because I know I am not fighting alone. Each day I head out, I know that you and thousands of other patriotic, freedom-loving Americans are right beside me, standing brave and true for what is good and right. I need your help now, more than ever, to save the country we love, for the people we love. My wife Carol and I celebrated our 50th anniversary wedding anniversary early this year. We are proud parents of 5 children and 18 grandchildren. We love them very much, as I know you love your family. As a U.S. Congressman, I always think about the well-being of my family and of all the families of our great nation when I cast a vote or introduce legislation. I also remember that I have a sworn and solemn oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States. For me, upholding that oath is the first and best way to preserve and protect the blessed nation, the blessed American way of life of our children and grandchildren. And you know, why I'm running for, and now you know why I'm running for president of the United States. I ask for your help. Please send your maximum donation today by going to ronpaul2008.com/donate. Sincerely, Ron Paul. Very powerful statement where he outlines his motivations for running for president. So, the weather here is not suitable at the moment. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take this inside. So, I'm going to just walk with you back to the car, and we're going to take it from there. So, let's go ahead and pick this up and walk it over. And good. Got everything? All right. Good. So if you want to call into the show and talk to me, the number is 877-70-8714. 877-270-8714. Let's see, what else can I tell you about today? So, it's just really windy here. It's like hurricane force winds almost, and it's clouded over, and we're getting occasional bursts of rain. So this was not during this outdoor event. Usually we don't get this kind of weather here, but it hasn't been very conducive to what we're trying to do today. So anyway, the campaign is certainly going well. There's certainly every evidence that we're gathering steam. And you hear a lot of calls for contributing to the campaign. And, you know, I've been bringing it up a lot myself lately. And we are coming up on the end of the quarter, and we do need to show some really strong numbers in order to continue to gather the kind of momentum that we need politically in order to win this thing. So please, by all means, continue to donate as much as you can to the campaign in the next few days as this quarter comes to an end, so that when the campaign announces its numbers, it will help us to get the kind of press coverage that we need to kick this thing over the edge. I really feel, now we're in a spot where the wind isn't so strong, so it's a relief. I really feel as though we are just about to kick this thing over the hump and get into a position where there is broad and general recognition of the phenomenon of the Ron Paul Revolution. And there are a number of efforts going on right now that I think are going to be very exciting. First, we do have coming up on the weekend of the 29th and the 30th, National Paint the Town Ron. So what you can do is get together with people in your city, prepare some banners and signs, and in the evening of the 30th, plaster your city with Ron Paul banners and signs everywhere, so that when people wake up on Monday morning, they're going to see Ron Paul everywhere. Paint the town Ron. And I believe there's actually a website that you can go to get hooked into that whole effort. It's called paintthetownron.org. So go there, and I believe the organizer of that, his name is Chris Holly, and his number is even there, and you can contact him and get involved with that. Paint the town Ron. Now, if you're a woman and you're a supporter of Dr. Paul, I want to encourage you to be part of the National Republican Women's Convention, which is coming up on that same weekend. Now, that's in Palm Springs, California. So if you're in the Southern California area and you're a Ron Paul woman, you have to be there. We have to turn out to show the Republican women that the Ron Paul movement is something significant, and something real, and something that's really happening right now politically in this country. Very, very important. So let's see. Hold on just a minute. I'll be back with you in a moment. So there's like a bag of like signs and stuff like that. What time is it now? Okay. That's okay. I'm just going to... Okay, good. All right, talk to you later. All right. Okay. So, good. Where were we? All right, so the weekend of the 29th, we've got that coming up, the National Federation of Republican Women's Convention. And let's see, there's also National Commercial Week where people are preparing commercials and buying with their own funds commercial time. And I believe that is the week of October 8th, if I'm not mistaken. That was pushed back from, I believe, the week of October 1st. But in any case, that has changed. And people are putting together TV commercials, professionally produced TV commercials, and buying airtime to promote the Ron Paul campaign. So many just amazing efforts on the part of Ron Paul supporters that you just don't find any other campaign doing anything even remotely like this. Well, of course, they can support. They can be supported by the major media, and they don't need to worry about having actual supporters. Virtual supporters will do when you have a massive 24/7 brainwashing operation working in your favor. So I think what we're going to do now is go ahead and switch to broadcasting a previously broadcast program. So that we can take you to that right now. So, Seth, if you can hear me, go ahead and cue up that previously broadcast program, and we can run that for the remainder of this half hour. And we will see you back on Monday, and we will have live for you Mr. Bill Dumas, the official videographer, the guy who creates all those great YouTube videos, official videographer of the Ron Paul campaign, and also the granddaddy of the Ron Paul meetups. We'll have him on as our guest. Later on that week, we will have Kent Snyder, and yes, we will have Dr. Ron Paul as our guest. I did speak with the Jesse Benton, the person responsible for scheduling today, and we are working on having Dr. Ron Paul on. He is absolutely incredibly busy, and to get time with Dr. Paul is a challenge, but he is absolutely incredibly busy, but he will be making time for us. We are hoping to have him on for a whole hour. It most likely will not be next week because he's, frankly, already completely booked, but we are looking at some time for the following week, so you will definitely hear about that, and of course you will have the opportunity to call in and ask Dr. Paul a question. So remember, tomorrow you will be able to watch the rally in Detroit. On the campaign website, or the link to it is on the campaign website. You'll go to a website called Hello World, where the webcast will be taking place. So let's go ahead and cue up that previously recorded program, and we'll roll that. And Stephen Vincent will say goodbye to you for now. Wish you a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Campaign is all about freedom, prosperity,